bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Our next candidate, Jason Tuazon-McShane, heads the Australian Equality Party. Jason, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Welcome, Jason. Kirsty.
Thanks, Kirsty.
Now, I just wanted to find out a little bit about you. So what is it that gives us a little bit of background as to where you've been and how you came to be doing what you're doing right now?
Well, I'm a gay father and non-legally married to my husband for 16 and a half years. One of the reasons the Marriage Act was changed in the first place was back in 2004 with us and another female couple, our deputy leader, Jackie, and her partner, asked the family court to validate our Canadian marriages and how it changed the law as a result. Equal Love and Australian Marriage Equality both came out of the work that I helped start. And 3 years ago, we decided to not whinge anymore, and we believed that the Liberal government wasn't going to do anything to advance LGBTI rights in the federal sphere, and that's not only been proven to be correct, but it's been worse than we imagined. And we believe we need to have an independent voice inside the federal parliament to tell our stories. And with a potential plebiscite coming up, it's crucial that we actually have a voice that actually could stand there and say, this is, you know, present the arguments for marriage equality and for LGBTI full inclusion, which are not happening right now inside the federal parliament.
Jason, it's not just inclusion for our community, the party's platform, and I'm making an assumption here. Tell us about the rest of the equality that you want to see that's outside of our community.
Yeah, so we're looking, you know, for everything from gender equality to a human rights charter, and our three key play areas are human rights, fairness and equality, and we think those three areas, and we've defined them on our website at equality.org.au, those three areas are missing from the conversation. And it's really important. I'm kind of embarrassed to be an Australian sometimes with some of the things that are happening.
Only some of the time.
Yeah, well, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard. You know, we're not hospitable anymore the way we treat asylum seekers. We don't care about the climate. We certainly don't care about LGBTI people. And women are not equal in this country.
We ignore old people.
Well, I think that when I listen to that, I think that's more of a doomsday approach that I'd really like. I think that we find that there are a heck of a lot of people out there that find ignorance is bliss. They don't want to know and they want to just go through their merry lives. I think that if you sat them down and gave them the information and then asked them for their opinion, they would be supportive of all of the great things that we think that are important in our society. But they don't want to get involved.
Yeah, well, the sad thing is, and having been on the hustings for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 8 weeks, how many weeks has it been? 7 weeks. Is that too many people are not engaged. Even on this lovely radio station the other day, I listened to the morning show and they were like, this election's so boring, there's no one we can look up to, and that was the end of the conversation. And I thought, actually, you need to engage, particularly if you're an LGBTI person. This election is the most important one we've had in ages. And it's frightening that if the Liberal Party do get up, and I've not been anti-Liberal at all in this whole last 3.5 years, there will be no advancement of LGBTI rights.
Correct.
At all.
You identify as a centrist party. We sort of kind of, I think we have an idea of the next question, but go, Kirst.
Well, it's just the position on marriage equality. Where do you actually stand as a... You know?
So we've used our abbreviation for this election is marriage equality. So it's the only place on the ballot paper where you can vote one marriage equality in Victoria, South Australia and Queensland, and in Higgins, Melbourne, Ports and Batman. And it's one of our cornerstones, but it's not all we stand for. We have 23 areas of policy, but we think that it's time for the Parliament to do a free vote and pass the legislation. We are completely anti-plebiscite. It's ridiculous and it's a disgrace, as you can see.
Costly and now non-binding.
Yeah, half a billion dollars non-binding. It's rubbish. It's only there to make it fail. And we've known all along that the mechanisms in the background are to make it fail and delay it as long as possible. So If an LGBTI person votes for the Liberal Party this election in the lower house, they are voting against their own status as a human being. In the upper house, an LGBTI person has the chance for the very first time to vote for themselves. And my team is a community of LGBTI leaders and straight people who have worked their asses off over the last 3 years to give ourselves a voice. We've not been paid a cent. It's been financially devastating for us personally, but we have given ourselves a real chance. And it's actually between us, Darren Hinch, and the Sex Party, we believe, for that last seat. And if every LGBTI person votes one marriage equality in the Senate and votes wherever they want in the lower house, and then puts their other favourite party number two, we all win. and we would actually have a voice, particularly if the plebiscite is coming forward.
You mentioned it's been financially devastating. It's been a long campaign. How has it been physically? Are you exhausted?
Look at me. How do I look?
I've known you a long time,
great.
Jason. I would
you
not comment.
I feel I'm exhausted. It's mentally, it's hard, but it, you know, it's worth it. And this is what you're going back to what you're saying before. We not enough people engage. So here is a group of people who've engaged for 3 years for us, and it's time for us to go put a simple one on the ballot paper and say we're going to vote for ourselves for the first time.
So politics is about overcoming obstacles at the end of the day, finding those challenges and how to get past them. You're talking about the apathy and the lack of engagement, and in your position as a politician, how do you change that attitude? How do you engage them?
Well, we've tried to do it one conversation at a time. So for 3 years, we've been having conversations with everyone and anyone throughout the broad Australian community and internationally as well, to actually say, hey, your vote matters, your life matters. And at the end of the day, this is what's been interesting with the state Labor government, which has improved because we exist. We have an equality minister now and a gender and sexuality commissioner who's amazing, but that's our policy in real life. You can actually make a difference if you actually do something. And if you actually engage, you actually can, you know, your vote's worthwhile. It's worth it. You can actually make this election in particular, you can make a difference.
As you run around and door knock and all of those things, what are you hearing from voters? What are they most affected by?
Look, I worry people don't. I actually think we're not having those conversations properly. I actually worry we're not actually even having them properly. I think if you're a pensioner, if you're a student, if you're earning under $80,000 a year, there's a lot of things going on that you should be paying attention to. If you've got illness, if you have a disability, if you're a marginalized person, there's a lot you should be paying attention to. And I'm worried we're not actually having the conversations. And it's okay to have the conversations.
So the question is, what are you going to say when I say, why vote for you?
Okay, so if you want an independent voice that stands up for LGBTIQ people, that's centrist, that will not lie to you, that will represent you, and will actually sit in the Senate and review legislation from a human rights, fairness and equality perspective, then vote for us.
There's a great way to finish. Jason Twazant with Shane, the leader of the Australian Equality Party, candidate for the Senate in Victoria. We wish you luck.
Thank you. And remember to vote one marriage equality on the Senate ballot paper. It's the big, long, white one.
We will indeed.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.